This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan in Gujarat today to discuss national-level issues related to wildlife. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forest. The Prime Minister is the chairman of the board. Prime Minister Modi will also take a jungle safari ride this morning in the Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi today. The workshop will focus on policies and initiatives of the Ministry of Cooperation and the Ministry of Animal Husbandry, Dairying and Fisheries aimed at promoting sustainable dairy farming while ensuring economic growth with environmental responsibility. The workshop will witness signing of memorandums of understanding, MOUs, for the establishment of biogas plants across multiple states. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia will represent India in the upcoming Mobile World Congress MWC 2025 in Barcelona, Spain, which is scheduled to be held from today to March 6th. He will also inaugurate the Bharat Pavilion at the MWC, one of the world's largest and most influential technology and telecommunications events. The India Mobile Congress is a platform that highlights India's innovation ecosystem and leading telecom companies and innovators showcase their cutting-edge advancements and sustainable solutions. The Ministry of Coal will organize a roadshow on commercial coal mine auctions and investment opportunities in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. The roadshow is being organized as part of the Ministry's ongoing efforts to promote commercial coal mining and attractive private investment. The event aims to bring together industry stakeholders, potential investors, and policy makers to accelerate private sector participation in India's coal sector. With India and the US gearing up to start negotiations for a proposed bilateral trade agreement, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal's Washington visit will begin today. Mr. Goyal is likely to hold talks with US Trade Representatives, USTR, Jamieson Geer, and US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. During the recent event of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Washington, India and the US announced their commitment to more than double the two-way commerce to $500 billion by 2030 and negotiate the first tranche of a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement, BTA, by fall of 2025. National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in partnership with the Ministry of External Affairs, will organize Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation, ITEC, Executive Capacity Building Program on Human Rights in New Delhi. This six-day program for senior-level functionaries of the National Human Rights Institutions, NHRIs, of Global South will commence today. Delhi Assembly will today resume discussions on CAG report on the performance audit on public health infrastructure and management of health services relating to the period of AAP-led Delhi government. The report has been tabled by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in the Assembly on 28th of February. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in the final Group A ODI encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Chasing the target of 250 runs, Kiwis were all out for 205 runs in 45.3 overs. Varun Chakravarti was declared player of the match. And that's the end of this news bulletin.